When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you guys ready to try a little exercise together? All right, whatever you're doing, just stop, take a deep breath, squeeze your pelvic floor muscles like you're trying not to pee, hold it, keep holding it, and release. Congratulations, everyone. You just did one Kegel exercise. Now, if you can, repeat that a couple hundred more times, please. And it takes, honestly, just repetition in a whole process. So even if you're consistent with it, there's probably a high chance you aren't even doing them correctly. Laugh, sneeze, or cough without worry. Wellness and sexual health is often an unspoken concern. We're often told to just live with it or deal with it. Women's pelvic floor health is important. Your lap is small, discreet, effective, so say goodbye to the sudden urge to go to the bathroom. YarLap is FDA cleared to treat female stress, urge, and mixed urinary incontinence. Stronger pelvic floor muscles may have a stronger response to orgasm. Look, I'm telling you guys, I tried this, I had my mom try it, and we are pleased. YarLap is the small and discreet device that you use at home to have your Kegels done for you with auto Kegel technology. So go to YARLAP.com and use your promo code HUMBLE to get $50 off. That's YARLAP, YARLAP.com, and use your promo code HUMBLE for $50 off with free shipping within the US. That's YARLAP.com, promo code HUMBLE. Get up off my feet, I'm dancing to a different beat. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. Oh my gosh, it's already Thanksgiving. I don't even know where the time went. I feel like we were just doing Halloween and my Christmas tree's already up. I forgot about Thanksgiving. But I hope you guys have the most incredible holiday with your loved ones. I'm so thankful for you guys. You know, the fact that you guys show up every week and, you know, you take time out of your day to listen to me and hang out with me, it really does mean the world. This week has sort of been, it's been emotional. It's been a mild disaster. And I'm still trying to process sort of like what's going on. And I don't want to I didn't want to make it about this situation this week because I have so much to be thankful for. But some stuff sort of went down in the Huddleston Pouchet household. And so I'm figuring out how to deal with it, I guess. And I'll probably talk to you guys more about it next week because you know me, I share everything with you guys. But at the same time, I also need to protect, you know, the household and have boundaries and make sure that, you know, some things are meant to be sort of stay behind closed doors. So, you know, I'm trying to figure that out and I'm going to bring you guys along the ride, and I hope you guys can sort of respect the ride. And as much as I feel comfortable talking about, obviously it's all sort of fresh, but I'm going to hopefully talk more about it next week. But this week, I wanted to do the best of. I wanted to give you guys sort of like highlights. Maybe you guys have missed a couple of shows. And hopefully you enjoy it. And then we'll be back next week full swing. So again, I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming on the journey. You know, the highs, the lows. But this is sort of what this show is about, right? No one's life is perfect. And I am very well aware of that. And so sometimes I maybe overshare, but it is part of sort of therapy, if you will, for me. I think it's good that we talk about what's going on. Some like to share more than others. Obviously, I have like diarrhea of the mouth, but I think it's good that we have a community. And if you're going through something, just know that we're always here. And yeah, that's sort of what I'm going to leave it with. I'm very thankful for you guys, and I love you, and just know that there is a community for you always and forever. So thank you guys. I love you, and enjoy the show. This is the way I am. It's just the way I am. Okay, let's get real honest.
What?
How many times do you wear your leggings, your workout leggings that you don't work out in? Let's be honest, we don't work out in our leggings. The workout leggings that you didn't work out in that you just did, that you just ran
one
that
time.
You went to Target with?
Once.
You wear it once and then you wash it?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't wear underwear.
And so it's dirty? Okay.
Yes.
I'm disgusting. I don't wear underwear either, and I will rewear it. Because let's be honest. Because
why?
If I everyone knows way too much about me. Okay, I'm gonna be so real and raw and honest. And I always forget that people at Riley's work listen to this, and I'm mortified when I walk into the restaurant.
Now they're gonna be like, wearing the leggings from yesterday?
They know my period shits. They know too much about me.
Oh my god.
I will say this. If I'm not like
dirty,
juicy that day, you know what I'm saying? You know, like when it's like, that's just leaky. You know what I mean? If I'm not leaky that day,
Well, you didn't have, okay. So also another TMI, we both had C-sections.
No,
I
leak. I pee.
What?
Yes, I'm gonna have this woman who talks about the pelvic floor on in the next couple of weeks, and she talks about how you can tighten up your. I can't believe you don't pee.
Never.
I pee.
Not at all.
I think she was really heavy on my bladder or something.
She must have been, but she was only like a 5-pounder, dude. I had 8.5-pounders.
I'm such a wuss. I don't know.
You are such a wuss.
I have no idea. Look, that's not even being a wuss. That is just like.
And you still wear your pants twice.
No, that's why I said, if I'm not leaky, and you know, like when you have like heavy discharge, let's be honest, ladies, we know all of a sudden you're like, did I pee myself? Or is that that is just a lot of discharge. And then you're like, oh my God.
It was a lot of discharge.
Right. Yeah. So if I don't have a lot, then I'll just rewear my pants. And sometimes I'll do the smell check.
Sometimes I would hope you would do it every time.
Well, I'm saying like if there's no sign that I've been in the pants, I'll rewear them. But if I have like a little bit of a track record, then I'll smell, I'll figure out like, can I redo this?
You just spray like a little perfume.
No, girl, that's how you get yeast infections. No spraying.
Well,
nothing.
That's why I don't wear underwear because like
underwear gives us yeast infections. We've always talked about
all the time.
I know, it's disgusting.
I had to get rid of them.
Me too.
So I forego underwear, but I wash my clothes like once and then it's in the laundry.
Interesting. I know, not me. Riley's like, are you ever doing laundry for yourself? I'm like, no, I don't ever wash my clothes.
Don't need to.
It's so bad. I turned around to like make a drink or something, and then everyone just stops talking.
Right.
Then all of a sudden everyone starts busting
and then,
up laughing.
No. And then it was like, is that in Hebrew? And then you're like, yes.
But I already knew. And I'm like, oh shit, here we go. So they're like, here, let us read it. But then they all start laughing hysterically. Anyways, I'm boring you all with the details. They basically tell me that it says family health and breaking news, like news alert, flashing freaking lights.
But it was hysterical the way they said it. It was like, we don't know how to explain the third one because it's like, there's no real word in English. But it's like, and then like their hands are just like flash, like it's like flashing, like breaking news. And so we died laughing. So now we laugh that Natalie has
breaking news
on her back.
Yeah, pretty much. And now anyone that wants to read my back, like, oh, you speak here. I'm like, no, not really. Oh, let me read your back. No, that's unnecessary.
Okay. You're good.
Anyway, I want to get it removed. You've met Lance. clients over 15 years ago?
Yeah, 15 or 16 years ago, actually.
How did you guys meet?
I was a publicist in Las Vegas, and he came to a show opening that the PR firm I worked for was representing. And we like kind of kept in touch. That was in March and of 2005. Yeah, March of 2005. So by the end of the year, his assistant was moving on to Disney, and he asked if I wanted to come work for him. And I said yes. And I started in February 2006.
That's crazy. Yeah. And then you've been with them ever since.
Yeah, we took a little 2-year break from 2014 to 2016, and then I came back. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Because when I was doing it, I was doing it for 8+ years. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your personal life sort of takes like the back seat? Or do you feel like it's changed now?
Well, yes. Before, when we were younger, absolutely, because we're also best friends. So that's like, you know, it's weird. It's like there's a fine line of like, when am I working? When am I not working? So, so we, when we were younger, you know, I worked a lot more. But now it's like I've been doing it for so long, I don't need to spend as much time in at the house, you know? I can do a lot remotely, which is great. And also, when I started, there was no Amazon. There was no like delivery services. So I was the one going like to pick things, random things up. Now it's like Amazon
the
Prime.
Schlepping.
Yeah. Which I'm glad, because that was the part I hated most about the job, was like the errands and stuff.
I know. It was the worst, because there's so much car time.
Exactly.
And you had to really think about, like, right before you left of, okay, it's going to take me 2 hours to get there, and then I can go here, and then I can go there and be back at this time and take calls during this time.
It's like a waste of time, really. You know what I mean? For somebody's assistant to be, I mean, I guess that is what people use an assistant for a lot, but most of my time is spent in front of the computer, like booking flights, answering emails, keeping the schedule. So it's like, you know, I can't be at my computer when I'm driving around Los Angeles all day long, like doing various things. So
It's like not being efficient.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's like your, so your day-to-day life has changed now versus how it started.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. And, and do you feel like the relationship between you guys is, like you were saying, like you guys are like friends?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've grown up, you know, we're not going out, you know, to clubs and, you know, out to party like four nights a week anymore. So we're like more homebodies. And so it's definitely changed, but he travels a lot. He loves to travel. So I house sit a lot. That's like, you know, there's some, you know, I don't think I've been at home, like staying at my own place for a whole month. Like every month I'm like here at least for a weekend.
What about quarantine? How did a quarantine treat you guys?
So it was fine. Like he had a podcast going on at the time, so we were busy, but he lets me go home whenever I want to see my family. It's north of Seattle. So I go home every like 6 to 8 weeks. He's really cool about it. So, and it's like, I can do really everything remotely. You know, I mean, I like to be here and like have some FaceTime with them, but like it remotely is
everything
fine.
You need to do. Yeah. Like booking. So you do all the bookings, everything.
Everything.
Oh my God. It's so, isn't it so fun?
It is. And it's so easy for me now. You know what I mean? Before it wasn't, but
you can do it with your eyes closed. You're like, I know exactly what I need to do.
Right. Yeah. But I would never do it for anybody else. Like I've tried, like, cause there were times when he lived part-time in New York and I stayed in LA, so I could work part-time with some other people. And it just, I don't know. He's so low maintenance. So going from somebody that's slow,
that's
low maintenance
good.
That to like, I worked for somebody that like wanted me to unpack her at the hotel and set up her internet. And I was like, Lance and I get someplace, it's like, bye, we'll see you at dinner. We'll see you in the morning, or, you know, like come watch a movie or whatever. But he's never asked me to unpack him. He's never asked me to set up his internet.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm spoiled in that way.
Right. I mean, I think that's like the most ideal. I had a friend, who worked with the Apatows. And she said that they were so great, but then it got almost too personal.
Yeah.
You know, because then it was almost it's a fine line of like, are you taking advantage of me now because we're almost like friends? And and you know, you are at their house all the time,
right?
And you are eating with them, and you know their family. And it's that interesting, you know, that fine line of like,
when is it appropriate to either say things or do things, or where do you draw the line? That I think that was probably my hardest part is of,
it's hard,
you know, because you're answering emails at two, I was answering emails at 2-3 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And it was almost like, you know, they just know that you're always there.
Right. And I did work for somebody else. And when, during that 2-year break from Lance, cause I freelance assisted, I guess. And
no pun intended,
no pun intended. But I would not answer their texts right away because with Lance, he knows, like I usually answer my texts right away.
Yeah.
But with new people, I'm like, I'm not going to do that because I need
you're going to set the precedence of like,
of like keeping a little bit of a boundary. But like even those 2 years that I didn't work for him and we were just friends and I'd come over to the house. And I remember I was over watching a movie one time and something was wrong with the TV. And I was like, this isn't my problem anymore, you know?
Right.
I did, of course, I fixed it. You know what I mean? It's like, because I've never, there was only a short period of time where we were just friends prior to that, before I started working for him. So I've always been in work mode around him, or like, let me get your car from valet when we're just friends, you know?
Yes.
And it was like, well, when am I working? When am I not? Like, do I pay for this or am I working? So does he pay? Like, it just,
I know
the lines get very blurry, but now we've learned how to navigate it a little bit better, I think.
Good.
Let me just go back right now that when we're talking about my childhood, and when every time I smell dirt, you know, when you put water on dirt, it has a special smell.
Yes.
Okay. There was a couple of homes that we, or little places that we lived when we were little, and my mom was the neatest person, very
the
clean,
neatest,
neatest person, and she would give us a shower. I mean, I don't even know where she got the water from, but anyway, and then we were like in our little cots and suddenly she's instead of there's no vacuum, no nothing, so it was only dirt on the on the floor, so she would grab water and she would sprinkle water on the
just like flatten it out
out. And I remember smelling her beautiful, you know, pastries that she was cooking for us, and atole and gorditas, whatever she was making. And then she would put the water on the dirt, and it would just like, what a smell. So then you hear the radio, because we had nothing but a radio, and then we would listen to a soap opera. Soap opera in the middle, you know, with my mom.
So
in
you guys
the,
are just like all
the,
like...
And sometimes there was no light, so we had to use candles, and that was like, okay, whatever, so... That's why I love so much tortillas, because sometimes there was no real cereals, because there was no...
You guys didn't have a lot of money.
No, so my mom and my dad would probably say, you know, just burn some tortillas and cut them in little pieces and then put them in milk, and then you put some salt, and that was our cereal. And
you called it cereal?
Yeah, tortilla cereal.
It was like... Yeah.
And then we didn't have money for toothpaste. So my dad would burn the tortilla with lime and some white powder.
Baking soda.
Baking soda. You mash it. And
by the way, you still do that.
And it works.
It's like what they make you do now with like the charcoal stuff. It's exactly the same thing.
And it works. And I remember my mom making...
You do have very white teeth.
Yeah. And my mom, I remember making us tacos. But since she didn't have any kind of meat or chicken or anything, she would say, okay, all of you. We were four little girls. Okay. And we would roll up the tortilla, and we would have to say... It's meat. It tastes like meat. And until today, you know, it was, it's meat. It tastes like meat. And we kept eating it. And then on the bottom.
That just breaks my heart. Oh, don't cry. I know.
And there was a lady on the first floor that would make the best food ever on the outside. She would cook outside. She would sell food. And the smell coming
from the window.
From the window.
That's why your mom would say, okay, It's meat.
And you would just smell the food coming from the window, and then you eat the tortillas, and you feel like, wow, this mama was wonderful. I miss her so much.
I know.
But chamuca. Kombucha. Let's drink kombucha.
Salud to kombucha.
So now that's why, Natalie, I'm glad that you touched this up. Eventually, on one of your next shows, I want to, you know, bring my I brought my life, a little bit of my life into a song called Call Me a Dreamer. And I believe that dreams come true when you have faith and you have perseverance.
Perseverance. Yeah, it's okay. I speak English.
I speak English. And dreams come true. So that song.
People
are going to just slip when they hear the song. What's happening?
Mom is trying to create a movement for these people. It doesn't have to be from Mexico. It's from anywhere. Anyone that has a dream that wants to come to the United States and you know, because everyone has a chance here.
Well, these are children that, like me, that came at a very young age, because we came back again from Mexico. I came back again here even a little before 18. And it's a long story why we actually came back, because Mexico was not for us. We couldn't. They call us pochas because we didn't speak English. We didn't speak Spanish. So we ended up back in the United States. And so that's when I started looking into university or schools. And they would say no, because you were not allowed, because you didn't have the legal documents. And I even tried to get into the army. And this nice man came to visit us and said, "Are you guys residents?" And we said, "No, oh, my sisters and I." And he was almost in tears, like, "I spent all this time with you guys. You guys are awesome, beautiful, beautiful girls, and I can't take you guys." So he left. And then from there on, the next thing happens, well, you get married and you have children and you become a citizen. And that's why,
because you got married when you were
21.
And then you had my oldest brother.
Yes.
A year
later.
You got pregnant on your honeymoon.
Yeah,
so a year later.
Yeah, in the plane to Miami, I got pregnant.
Stop. I can't with you. Okay, I'm notorious for always either nicking myself in the shower while I'm shaving or missing a few spots because I just want to get it over with. It was always so daunting shaving. But Athena Club's razors is designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on curves. The razor blade is surrounded by a water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is a holy grail for skincare. The best part is that the razor kit is only $9 and comes with two blade heads and a magnetic hook for the shower storage and your choice of a handle color. And the razor has 6 color options, but they also have black and white razors, which I've never seen before from other brands. Look, normally they're like bright pink or bright, like hideous green. And you're like, that doesn't really match my decor. So they have it for you. Plus, you'll never have to worry about running out of refills or being stuck with dull, overused razors. I'm guilty of that. But you can choose, you know, how often you replace the blades and how often they're sent to you with free shipping. That means fresh, ready-to-use razors always arrive right when you need them. Also, you have to try their Cloud Shave Foam. I haven't used shave foam in so long, but it's such a premium experience to nourish your skin while shaving. It's funny, every time Riley shaves his face, I'm always like, that kind of looks good. It feels very clean. And then I use this. I'm like, oh, I'm like silky smooth. So show your skin you care with the Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off your first order. Just go to athenaclub.com and use promo code HUMBLE. That's athenaclub.com with promo code HUMBLE for 20% off. Look, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. I know for me, I've always struggled. I've always used, you know, just like regular, like cheapy brands that ended up stripping my hair, the color, and all the money that I actually put into it. It was taking it out. But thanks to my personalized prose routine, I can honestly say that I've never had or have been more in love with my hair. Prose makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Prose customizes every product in your routine, from shampoo to supplements. First, Prose starts by asking about you as a person and like in-depth consultation. So Prose asked me like really unexpected things like, well, where do you live? And then, you know, like how many times a week do you even wash your hair? And are you thinning? Are you balding? I mean, they had so many questions. The next Prose analyzes basically all of my answers, and then it determines what kind of unique blends of ingredients that have to be sort of used in every product of the custom routine. So together, Prose basically got all of my hair goals covered, because look, my hair was a mess, but honestly, after using it, my hair has been fuller and just shinier and stronger and softer. I'm obsessed with this company. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Prose is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive, Prose is the best hair care that you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked. So Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/humble. That's prose.com/humble for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. It's the busiest time of year, so if you need a little break from the holiday action, Best Fiends is a perfect pick-me-up. It's seriously my new favorite game. Best Fiends is a match, three-style puzzle, and adventure game all rolled into one. And with more levels being added all the time, there's always something new to play. Best Fiends has it all. It's an amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. I can't put it down. It's quite possibly the best puzzle game out there. And no Wi-Fi, no problem. Play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with offline mode. So even if your holiday travels take you off the beaten path, you can still play Best Fiends. And look, this keeps me up at night. I think I'm like at level 50. Riley's like, put your phone down, but I can't put it down, and I love it. So download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, my favorites are with me wherever I go. Yes, I'm talking about their deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated with ingredients you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfates, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day. And with classics and rotating seasonals, Native has a deodorant scent for everyone, including their new holiday-inspired collection, candy cane, sugar cookie, and fresh mistletoe. Native is not just good for you, it's good for the planet. They have a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. They are vegan and never tested on animals. And I'm not alone in loving Native. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews. I know you're going to love them too. You guys know I had issues with my odor a little while back. But thanks to Native, I'm great. I mean, I can work out. I just throw a little bit on after the shower or even just sort of midday, and it honestly is fantastic. And the holiday scents are to die for. I'm definitely more like of a sugar cookie kind of gal, but it also makes you hungry, so beware. But keep the scents of the season with you with Native's limited time holiday scented deodorants. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use code HUMBLE to get 20% off your first purchase at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, code HUMBLE for 20% off. nativedeodorant.com, code HUMBLE. It's time to seek out pleasure in every area in your life, from how you start your mornings to how you wind down at night and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it all. Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have brand new written stories. So no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/humble. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/humble. dipsystories.com/humble. So woke up, Jackie picked me up. I feel like so far everything's been good. I'm not bruising. The tip is what? You guys are so dumb. Oh my God.
You said it. Jessica started the game.
Okay. Go. Mazel tov. Go.
I'm drinking now.
I hate you all. Okay. But I had to, I've had the what
the
is
gauze.
This? The gauze thing around because Riley will not look at my nose. I think he's A, petrified of just the blood, and B, what I look like under here. And I have to say, I look a little weird, not going to lie.
No, you look great.
No, it's a little
just
weird.
Just having a nose job, you look great.
I'm a little
because
worried of the side.
You're so used to the old face. It's going to take about 2 weeks, makeup, hair, done, and pictures. No, I'm serious.
No, not
it's
2 weeks,
process.
Like 2 months.
And
no.
Some filters.
And some good ass filters. Oh, no, sorry. So, yeah. So, no. So, the process may be 2 weeks.
Definitely don't smile and look to the right.
It's going to be a process.
Oh, my God. I think my nose is bleeding. Oh, my God. Hold on.
No, thank God fine. Riley's not here.
No, you're good. There's nothing dripping.
I feel it coming down.
Oh. No, I mean, it's a process.
I like how we're watching. I know. Like, I'm like, is there?
You have to relearn to love your face again, right? In, like, pictures. I'm serious.
No, I know.
It's, well, this it is
took,
serious.
I would say it took a good 6 months.
With the first one?
Yeah, like I had to like, it has to like be lived in a little bit. You know what I mean? It's going to drop a little bit. It's still really swollen.
Like a relationship that you have with your nose. Like you have to like, you got to like talk to it.
And you have to like do massages and you have to like mess with it. And
I don't know. I'm not messing with mine.
About a couple, I think it was a month ago or so, it was right after, you know, things were a little more opened up. Me and a girlfriend decided to go out in San Juan. Mm-hmm. And they have a really cute place. I think I was telling you, you had been there too, Trevor on the Tracks. And it's got live music. And it's just a really cool vibe. I'm really kind of loving it. And we get to talking, you know, with some gentlemen. And there's actually a lot of guys there. So just all the single girls out there.
Head downtown.
And the night escalates and we go to another bar and, you know, I'm talking with one guy and she's talking with another. And mind you, this guy is like really attractive.
Yeah.
Like you're like head turner attractive.
Yeah.
And so.
Which always scare me a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I always have my guard up when I'm around attractive men. Is that horrible?
No, but my thing is almost like you always wonder, at least I used to wonder, like, are girls looking at me like, how are you talking to him? If he's like the hottest guy in the room and he's talking to you, you're like, every girl's probably just like her. Really?
I know.
Every time.
I know.
Yes. I hate it. It's we have to just be more confident.
I just have to get a little more cocky, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. But so we're having great conversation and, you know, I think it's so funny that, you know, being single, it's, you know, it's fun, but it's a little exhausting. And I think that people can probably relate. Like when you meet a guy and you're really clicking, the moment of, oh, this guy seems really great. Maybe this could progress to something. You know, maybe we'll go out after this and we'll stay in touch. And so that's kind of where my mind was at,
right?
Just to preface. So I was kind of feeling a little excited and, you know, my friend was really feeling the guy that she was talking to. And so I'm thinking to myself, we like hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't normally do this, but, you know, he'd invited us back to his home to just kind of have a nightcap. And normally, you know me, I'm like kind of prude. I would never do that. But I was trying to live a little, you know.
Post-pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys have that conversation of like, are you vaccinated or no? Is that a thing?
No, I don't know. I feel like...
You're like, Moderna or Pfizer? Like... But, and they're like Johnson and Johnson, bye.
but what I will tell you on the apps, which I also can't stand, but on, you know, Bumble and Hinge, they have a check mark you can do if you're vaccinated now to show people your status. Yeah. Which I actually think is pretty interesting.
It is.
But, you know.
But can't you just lie?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's, to me, that's just putting a lot of personal information out to the fish out there in the sea I probably will never even, you know, respond to their message. So we get to his place and it's beautiful. It's on the beach and I'm just fangirling at this point. Yeah. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is just, I'm picturing myself having breakfast there and I'm like, I could really get used to this. But you know, when you're in a guy's house, like guys' houses feel like a guy's house.
Yes. I literally just posted a photo and it was like a chair, like a fold out chair and a TV on the floor. That was Riley's. Yes. That was freaking Riley's apartment bachelor pad with like a cardboard box as like a coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're guys.
That's what you would expect. So I'm looking around and I'm thinking this place is gorgeous. I mean, the decor, the furniture, you know, the little accessories that are tying everything together. And I'm thinking either this guy has an interior designer is like my positive mind, right?
Yeah.
B, a chick lives here. Or C, maybe he's gay. Yeah. Those are kind of my top three as I'm taking in the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my girlfriend about it. And I'm like, don't you think this is kind of like feminine? Like the style. And she's like, I don't know. It's nice. You know, she's like, kind of like buzz off. Don't ruin this for me. You know,
I'm buzz having skill. A good time. Yeah. And you're trying to find everything wrong.
I'm like dissecting it. Uh-huh. I'm in my head, like private investigator. And so basically I end up having to use the restroom at some point. And as I'm in there, I'm not going through drawers. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to invade someone's privacy or anything, but
I would.
I know. I thought about it, but
I did at Riley's for sure.
I'm always scared of what you're going to find. I know. I think is the scary part.
Yeah.
It's like you're opening a drawer of,
you're like, am I going to find pills? Am I going to find like, yeah, I know.
Something weird. Uh-huh. So there was a woman's hairbrush on the counter with hair in it. So it wasn't like,
it was like his and he just likes a woman's hairbrush.
Exactly.
Was it blonde?
It was blonde.
Oh.
You know, so I'm like, okay. It's a 3-bedroom house. Maybe he has a roommate. Like, I'm still trying to not go down the rabbit hole. Okay. I'm like, the guy's really polite and hot. And really, he's just hot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not going to ruin this for myself, Emily. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Someone else must live here, platonically.
Yes.
We get to talking and we're out on the deck and I don't know if it was the wine or I just had to get it out. I was like having vomit of the mouth. I said, does a woman live here? And he just very matter-of-factly said, yeah. And I said, oh, like a roommate. And he got really quiet. And my mind's like
in here it goes.
Alaska at this point. Yeah. I'm like down some rabbit hole when like that's on fire and like everything, the disaster has approached.
Yeah.
And he said, my fiance.
Oh, my God. I died.
And I started like hysterically laughing. I was so uncomfortable. I thought he was kidding, of course.
Yeah.
And
he said it like just super straight.
Like not even like.
Like, yeah, like, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, how did you not know?
Yes. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm replaying in my head.
You're like, did he mention it? Yeah.
Is he wearing a ring or like a promise ring? Like, who knows these days? Nothing. Uh-huh. And my friend, of course, didn't pick up on that either.
Yeah.
And the guy that she was talking to then said, oh, I actually have a serious girlfriend as well.
Oh my God.
So at that point, I'm like, all men are pigs. I'm never leaving my home again. I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. And I've just accepted it. Okay. Yeah. I'm like there. And at that point, you know, when you're kind of at a crossroads, it's like, I could just leave and like cause a stink, or I could like investigate a little more.
Right.
Because it was so bizarre how calm he was about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he'd been caught, you know, if a guy was like, oh shoot, sorry.
Yeah.
I left that out, or no, we're on a break. You know, we've all heard every excuse in the book. So he starts to explain that he is and his fiance are polyamorous.
Okay. Which just technically means that they're open to having multiple relationships.
Well, initially I thought, well, it means you just sleep with a lot of people. It's kind of where my head went, you know. Right. I'm like, that sounds like a convenient excuse for a cheater. I mean, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's something my ex would say.
Totally.
You know?
Just to get out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to...
I'm like, oh, yeah, like we're in an open relationship.
Yeah.
Liar.
So I'm like, I've been punked. I'm just in a horrible mood. And he starts going into it because I feel like I've heard about, you know, polyamory, but I've heard of it more, you know, if people are trying to maybe like spice up a relationship or, you know,
like make swingers.
Things, yeah. Make things interesting, you know, free love, whatever. But, you know, he's our age and he's getting married in 2 months to his fiance. And so my question is, if you're in a polyamorous relationship, why are you getting married?
Right. And you asked him that?
Yeah. And he said, well, you know, there's only so many people that you could have as your, you know, your stability when it comes to the relationship and like your number one, right? I guess your main girl. A lot of people don't understand it. So when you find someone that has the same outlook on relationships as you do, you have to like tie them down. Like it's time to make a commitment. And then you get to navigate the marriage however you guys decide is appropriate.
So he was basically, but he still wanted to get married. He still wanted that commitment.
He said how much he loved her, but he also said, I'd love to take you out to have a glass of wine and like get to know each other.
What?
And I was at that point, you know, the fangirl had worn off. I was like, I'm like changing my phone number. Like I'm never going out, you know, in South Orange County ever again. But he really tried, you know, explained it in a way, I guess, that is how we got to talking, is this like the new
thing?
So I went to go buy us some pho, which we love pho. It's like this Vietnamese soup. And it was at the Spectrum, which is like this outdoor mall. All right, so I go, and I'm wearing a little dress, and I pull up and I park, and I'm walking to the restaurant, and I walk through the restaurant and I pay. And as I'm paying, I'm like, I feel like it's kind of cold, like breezy. And I feel, and no. I like touch my butt. It's the one day I wear underwear. I touch my behind, and my ass is fully exposed. I mean, fully. My dress is so tucked into my underwear that my ass, let me tell you, was just out. And I walked through the entire mall. I walked through the restaurant. I'm standing at like the place to check out because it's like a fast casual. So there's people behind me.
And no one said anything to you?
No one stopped me. And let me tell you, it was so freeing at some point because I'm like, and I take it out and I immediately call Jackie and I'm like, I'm just going to talk to you because I don't want to look up. I'm going to tell you what happened in 5 seconds. Just stay with me. And I am mortified. I mean, mortified. I can never go back to that mall ever again. I'm just like, I can't.
Aren't you kind of happy?
No, that's not happened to me. But aren't you kind of happy that you're not like super famous, that TMZ wasn't there to capture that?
No, I could never be famous. This is exactly why. Because there's dumb shit like this.
You'd be in People magazine like every day.
But like, how horrifying. As people are eating their soup, they're just looking at me like, is that intentional? Like, what?
I mean, you do have a very nice butt though. So that's okay. Maybe why no one said anything. You're such a liar.
I haven't shown my ass in so long.
I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. Honestly, I've had such a good time doing this show, I have to say. It's been such a ball. And the audience is growing, and I love you guys for that. You guys are keeping me sane, as crazy as that sounds, and I'm so, so thankful. I hope you guys had a beautiful or have a beautiful Thanksgiving with your family and your friends. You know, we're all so, so lucky to be here, and I love you guys. So make sure to subscribe, rate, review, do all the things if you guys have a second. If not, don't worry. Love you all. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.